Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So this is going to be a tad bit quicker show today, because I do have a haircut, and it is 7:57 in the morning. Also, my dog is barking again, so she's becoming quite a barker. We have a lot of dogs on both the left and the right of us in our neighbors' homes. And when they let their dogs out in their backyard, who let the dogs out? barking commences. And a lot of time it's in the morning because, of course, everyone lets their dogs out in the morning so they can go do their business. Yesterday, I let Sydney out in the morning because I always let her out in the morning to go pee. And I let her out in the backyard. And the neighbor dogs were out, and so she immediately ran over to the side of the fence and started barking. And I was frustrated, and normally I will immediately run after her and go get her and say, shut up, you know, and bring her back in or whatever. So, because I don't want that. I don't want my dog to be the one in the neighborhood that everyone's like, oh, you know, that dog is such a barker or whatever. But yesterday I was so frustrated, I just let her bark for 5 minutes or something. I don't know, five or 10 minutes. And I just stood there and let her bark. And then finally she wasn't peeing. She was just running back and forth along the fence, jumping up on the fence, trying to look in through the little spaces in between the boards. And so I finally had to go get her. And she finally peed. But this has become a ritual where she barks, they bark. And yesterday she barked all day long. She got in such a mood to bark, even though she was in the house, every noise that she heard. I would walk down the stairs, and when she would hear my footsteps on the stairs, she would start barking. So yesterday I started a story, and that was a lot of S's. I started a story yesterday, and I was talking about my air compressor, and I ran out of time. And Gary on Twitter asked me about it, so I'll finish the story. Although, you know, it's not really that much of a story, right? It's I don't know. It's just an air compressor. But I had trouble. So 2 weeks ago when the air compressor came in, we noticed that my tire was not only flat, but it was basically completely flat. It holds about 35 PSI or pounds per square inch. And it was down to around 7 or 8. I don't remember the exact amount, but it was way, 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 way down. And, you know, I'm not driving much during COVID other than going to the grocery store or stuff like that. And most of the time when Mark and I are together, we go in his vehicle. So the main times that I'm driving my car is when I go to get my hair cut or, you know, things like that where he's not going with me. And it's something that I, you know, am like a long trip like that. And so anyway, I hadn't really been driving it. I hadn't noticed. So I tried and tried and tried. I probably was out in the garage for 30 or 45 minutes, which I thought was plenty of time to get a tire aired up with a compressor. It's super loud. My ears were getting tired. I didn't have anything to put in my ears to block the sound. And so, you know, I wanted to get done as quickly as possible. And so I just was like, oh, I don't have to drive anywhere this week. I'll just wait. And so a week went by and it snowed and everything else. And so I didn't really have to drive because it snowed and I don't like to drive in the snow. And there was no reason to really drive anywhere. So I didn't drive anywhere. So this last weekend, I thought, okay, I'm going to figure it out. This compressor is a brand new compressor. It has to. You know, there has to be some reason that this is not working. And so I went back in the garage. I was ready to go. It was Sunday night. And I unwind the hose. I plug in the compressor. And I go over to my car. And I start immediately trying to, and I was pushing so tight and I was feeling all around it to feel if there was any air coming out of anything. And I didn't feel any air, and I put my ear up to the tire to see if I could, or, you know, see if I could hear anything. Because normally you can hear the air going into the tire. But the compressor is so loud that it's hard to tell whether you're hearing anything going into the tire or not. And so, but I thought I was hearing a little bit of a tss, you know. And so I ran my hands around it to feel if there was any air coming out of any holes in the tire, and I couldn't feel anything. I know they have that test that they do at tire shops where they'll wet down your tire and then they'll start blowing it up. And if they see any bubbles form in the water, then they know there's a leak. But I couldn't do that because it's still on the car. And so I can't get all the way around it and there's no way to see. So Mark said, he came out and he said, well, have you tested one of the other tires to make sure there's not just a hole in your tire? And so I said, well, I haven't today. I did the other day, but I'll do it again. So I went to one of the other tires, tested it. It was at 35 PSI, which is exactly where it was supposed to be. And he said, well, okay, so then try to put some in. And I tried to put some in, and I held it for only about 3 or 4 seconds. Not very long at all. I took the thing off, and I tested it again. And it was down to 20 PSI. It had lost 15 pounds per square inch in that 3 seconds. And so I was like, huh. It seems like when I'm connecting the hose, it's actually losing air instead of gaining air. This is weird. So then I thought, you know what? And when I was younger, I used to love reading instructions. I loved reading instructions. I would, when my parents would buy me anything, my speak and spell, or, you know, I don't even think I had a speak and spell, but anything technological, I would read the manual cover to cover just to learn every little thing, every little tip and trick, everything that you could do. But as I've gotten older, I don't know if it's because I'm a man and I, you know, how men are, that they don't like to read directions or instructions. I'm not really sure, but for whatever reason, I don't read directions. It's not even that I don't like to. I just don't take the time to do it now. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to read the directions for this compressor. So I started reading the directions, and there were only maybe 5 steps. And one of the steps said, when you're done using the compressor, make sure that you release all of the pressure in the tank by opening the release valve. And I thought, huh, I don't see a release valve. Where is this release valve that they're talking about? And so it was on, and I looked. There are gauges to tell you how much pressure is in the condenser. Now, there is air blowing out of this hose, so I know it's blowing air. But I think, you know, what if it's not building up enough pressure to actually get air into the tire, and instead the air in the tire is coming out when I'm connecting the thing. So I start feeling around the tank to see if I can feel this release valve. And there's air just gushing out at the bottom of the tank. And there is a release valve, and it's open. So I turn off the compressor, I screw the release valve in to get it tight, turn it back on, and immediately the needles on the gauges go up as if pressure is building in the tank. I let it get up to about 100 PSI. I go over to the tire. Within 3 seconds, it was where it needed to be. So that was it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.